Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Kuf Lamed Vav. We have three daf left here in the eighth parak of Maseches Baba Basra. And we are now a couple of lines up from the bottom in the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. And we'll start with Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tiba Dik in a minute. But just again, to give some background to the topic that we're in the middle of and that we will be on for the next couple of weeks or so. The Mishnah discussed a Daidiki, someone who is on his deathbed, somebody who left a will. And the Rambam in Perek Ches through Yud Beis of Hilchos Chiyum Matana, if one wants a summary of many of the laws that we're going to be discussing over the next couple of weeks, has the background related to Shchiv Meira and Mitzvah Machmas Misa v'chulu. The Rambam says in Perek Ches Halacha Aleph, Hasuma o Apiseach o Agidem, if there is someone who is blind or lame, o Achoshesh Barosho, o Be'eno, o Baragla, o Be'yado, or is in terrible pain, headache, eye, foot, v'chayotzi b'hen, if somebody is in terrible pain, or they are sickly, or they are lame, they're in a wheelchair, or blind, doesn't matter. They don't have any different rules in Kinyanim than any other Jew. But if somebody, his whole body is weak, his whole body, it's not just that he can't walk, but his whole body is shutting down. Harihu nofel al amita hu anikra shchiv meira. Right, that's a separate category. The umishpite matonosav einon kaman uzbari, and he has different rules. Midir rabbanan on the raisa level, but midir rabbanan ketsad shchiv meira shetziva litin leploni kach vakach u leploni kach vakach bein bechol bein b'shabbes bein kasav bein lo kasav zachu hakol kisheyamus bechol mashen nasan lahem veinos are a kinyan. Right. Once he dies, again, that's the Tanai. The issue here, we don't think, if somebody just feels terrible and they have the flu, that's not what we're talking about here. That is Chashash Kol Gufo, but not in this context. This is Chashash Kol Gufo, and they are on their way, Rechman al-Islan, to, they're not a Goses, but it's before that. So in that case, the Kinyanim work only if Kishayamus, b'chol mashenas and lemin, it's our kinyan, and that does not require a kinyan. Shedivrei shchiv meira kechsuvin uchemisurin hein, because the words of a shchiv meira are as if they are written and given over. V'davar zemi divrei sofrim. The Rambam says clearly this is all a rabbinic enactment. This is midrabanan. There is no pasuk that this is. That this is based on, we'll see, B'Hashem, in the next parak, there are some Amoraim that hold that maybe it's based on a pasuk, but the Hagos Lamanios talks about, mentions that here. Kerava Amor of Nachman, Udaloka Amoroi, Damri Hasa Benatol, Rav Yalfi Lamikrai. Right, we pass that it is a Durabanan. V'Yafal Pi, the Rambam continues. V'Yafal Vishayin Okona Elami Divrehem, Asu Otakishal Torah, even though it's only Durabanan, we make it Ki'ilu, it is Durabanan, it is Daraisa. What's the reason for this world of no need for kinyanim, kidei shaloti tariv daito alav kisheyeda she'ein dvarav kayamin. If he knows that his words aren't going to be effective unless he makes a kinyan, and he can't make a kinyan right now, then that will cause more tirif hadas that might cause him to die earlier, and therefore we relax certain requirements. Right, we even have this amazingly learned out at the end of Gittin by Get. Right, Get we might think as a very high standard, but there might even be rule breakers by Shchiv Meira for a Get in terms of the Tzivi Habal, in terms of what is required, because Shaloti Taref died to Allah. Right, we find this in other contexts as well. We try to do the best that we can in terms of Shaloti Taref died to Allah. The Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea talks about what we say to a Chole at the end of when he's very sick. Whatever we say, Shaloti Taref died to Allah, right? This has to do with the major discussion, halachically, in terms of truth-telling to patients. What if the family feels that the patient's knowledge of the true, what is happening, even in our day and age where everybody can just know everything in a second, but if there is information that the patient, that the family and the doctor thinks would be detrimental to the health of the patient, that's a serious issue. Shaloti Taref died to Allah. The Chai Adam quotes a minhag that the Chever Kadisha had in his town. He writes this in the Matzeves Moshe. At the end of the Chachmas Adam, he has a couple of pages called Matzeves Moshe. He had a son who was an amazing Lamdin, and somebody who had amazing the whole world in front of him, and he died at a very young age, Moshe, and he named his little kuntras on Inyanim of Avelus and the like, Matzeves Moshe. This is the Matzeva for Moshe, his son. So there he writes, there was a minhag in the town that whenever anybody was in bed for 3 days and they didn't get out of bed, the Rabbanon or whoever went to say vidui with them. And they told them, this has nothing to do with your being at the end. It's just that this is the minhag. And it was so accepted that, it didn't give tirif adas to anybody. The problem is, I don't know if anybody took it seriously, because they said, oh, I've been sick for 3 days, let's do, but that was their minhag, to try to do the vidui without being creating tirif adas in the patient. But again, the classic case in the Gemara of Shloti Tarif Daito is the whole world of the rules of Shchiv Meira, which are relaxed in terms of Kinyanim. So that is the Rambam here in the beginning of Parakhas. Lefichach, therefore, the Rambam says, Im Amar Kinu Mimani Afilu B'Shabbos, Koni Mimenu, Shizak Kinyanu Tzarech. So therefore, the Rambam says, even if it's not a Shabbos, it could work because, even though there's an Isser, the Mishnah says in Maseches Beitza of Kinyanim B'Shabbos, this isn't a real Kinyan. This is in lieu of a Kinyan. And therefore, even on Shabbos, and this is Shloti Tarif Daito, V'ein Shchiv Meira Tzarech Lomar Atem Edai. You don't need Yichud Eidim. Ela Kol Hashomea Dvarav Hareze Eid She'ein Adam Mishate B'Shas Misaso. So that's another halachic principle which allows us to do this. We don't assume a person is going to lie at the end of his life, and therefore we're allowed to overcome certain barriers. And then the Rambam goes into all the different details of Shchiv Meira, which, by the Shem, we will get to. We have been talking about, and we'll get to over the next couple of weeks in Perek Mishmeis as well. The halacha that we're talking about is in Perek Tes. The next halacha, as we see on the Mishnah, Perek Tes, halacha Chaf Dalet, at the end of that perek, that is where the Rambam quotes, Mishmeis v'nim seis matana kshura lo al yirecho. Somebody dies, and on his body is found a tzivui. It's found a instructions. We don't know if he changed his mind. Maybe he wrote it that he changed his mind, that it's chimera, I could change their mind just by bedibur. So everything we have been talking about is if he gives the instructions and it's given, and even before it's executed, so that it's played out. But if we don't know, if there's a chance that he changed his mind, so then we cannot act based upon it. So that is all just background for some of what we are talking about here. So back to the case at hand. Our Mishnah says that if somebody dies, again, Benim says Daitaki, and he finds the Daitaki, as we just saw in the Rambam, we do not act based upon it. But if he was Mezakeh to someone else, even if it's not the person who was supposed to go to the property, Dvar of Kayamin, then it works. So then we went into the Brisa of, what about a Matana? What a matana? What do you mean? A stam matana? No, we mean a matana's bari, shehi k'matana shchiv meira. Meaning, if somebody gives a matana and they only want it to work, la'achar mosam, so what does one do? So we have a double lashon, mehayom ula'achar misa. That is the double lashon that was used in the brisa. And now we had a statement by somebody, by a certain Amora, which was backed up by another Amora. And we had two versions, whether it was Rabbi Yochanan talking with Rabbi Elazar backing it up, or Rabbi Elazar talking with Rabbi Yochanan backing it up. The former, the first one, was Rabbi Yochanan talking. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? A Shchiv Meira that says, Kisu v'tru mana laploni, and then he dies. So, do we act based upon that? Why is this case different? Because if somebody is going through the derech of Shchiv Meira, so just tell them what to do. You don't have to describe to them the certain type of kinyan you want. Write it down. You don't have to say write it down. It works without it. Why do you say write it down? So we assume that maybe you are not using the normal rules of Shchiv Meira, which allow you to skip all the details. No, you dafka wanted to give through a shtar. And if you want to dafka give through a shtar, that's your das. So if a person dies before that, then we can't act based upon it. Right? Sometimes, even if there's something flexible in terms of an allowance of a kinyan, if you are megala daitcha, that you don't want to do it, then we can't act based upon it. Where else do we have this? First parak of Bamitzia. Right? There's something called a kinyan dalanamos, as we know, which is also pashas midrabanan. If something is within 4 amos of me, in Rishus Arabim, and I have das, so it's mine. What happens if the Mishnayos talk about, I jump on the item, and as I'm about to jump on the item, somebody else swoops in and goes under me and takes the item before I get there. So it's not mine, it's his. I have Kinyan Dalat Amos. No, if I'm trying to lunge for it, I'm Megala Daiti, that I'm not relying on the Kinyan Dalat Amos. I want to actually be Machzik it. That's another example where there is a Kinyan that theoretically could work. But if I'm showing through my actions that I don't want to rely on that Kinyan, so then it's not going to work for me. So here too, if the Shchiv Meiras Chez Kisvu Vitnu, so then Ein Kosav Venosanin, because maybe he only wanted it through a Shtar, and Ein Shtar La'achar Misa. So that was said by Rabbi Yochanan and supported by Rabbi Elazar, or said by Rabbi Elazar and supported by Rabbi Yochanan. So which is it? So the Gemara said, if it was said by Rabbi Elazar or supported by Rabbi Yochanan, that's fine, because that's the Talmud talking, and then the Rebbe backs it up. But if it's the opposite, why would the Talmud have to back up the Rebbe? Number one, Svara. And then, let's go back to where, let's go back three lines, because we're in the middle of a Raisa. Va'od, on the fourth wide line. Va'od Tashman, I'll quote to you Beferish. To Rabbi Elazar Amra. I'll quote to you another writer. Rabbi Elazar said it. And Rabbi Yochanan was the one that backed it up. To Shalach Rav and Mishmei Rabbi Avo, right besides the logical claim, as we just said, now we're going to have a textual claim. So what does it say? So Rav said in the name of Rabbi Avo, Havi Yodim, Kishashalach Rabbi Elazar Lagol Mishmei Rabbeinu. Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Rav, Shchiv Mirash Amr Kisvu Vitzru Manel Aploni Vameis, Ein Kosev Enosnin, Shema Lagomer Laknoso, Ela Bishtar, Vein Shtar Laachar Misa. So there it is, Rabbi Elazar made the statement. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tibadik. And Rabbi Yochanan said, check it out. Do research. So what did that mean, Tibadik? What did he mean by that? My Tibadik, Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Amar, when Rav Dimi came, he reported two statements. The first one has nothing to do with us. The second one is the Raya. The first one is, Daidaki Mivatela Daidaki. If there is a Tzavosh Chimera, and then an hour later he changes his mind, he is allowed to change his mind. Let it change his mind. That's the principle of Daidaki, Mevatela's Daidaki. The Rashbam says, as long as the first one has not been executed yet. Once it's been given, then he can't be Choserbo. But if he has it, if he's given instructions, and he wants to give other instructions, then that would work, says the Rashbam. You look in the middle of the wide lines. Shchiv mi rashi kasav nechasav la'echad. V'chazer v'kasav la'acher. Sheini kana risho lo kana. Why? Shari shchiv mi ra yachol lachzar b'matanaso. He can be chozer bo, as long as, keep reading, v'davka b'ksiva below zikui. As long as the zikui wasn't done yet, as the Rashbam quotes, we'll see later on in the parak. But if it was ready zochet on behalf of someone, so then he can't retract. But either way, that's daidiki mevatel daidiki. And then we have the second statement that Rav Dimi said: Shchiv meirasha amar kisvu v'tzru mana laploni v'meis rowin. So we try to estimate what exactly he said. Why did he say kisvu? Why did he say write it? Im kimiyapes kocho, if he only said it to strengthen the hold of the receiver, meaning he only wanted him to have a shtar in order to have a raya afterwards. It's not that he wants the shtar to be a shtar kinyan, and the receiver will not receive it unless he has that shtar. If it's clear somehow, how do we know? We'll see. But if it's clear that he's only doing it to create a shtar raya, and really he wants it to be the kinyan to happen automatically, kosvin, then fine. Then you could write v'im lav. But if not, if you don't, if we assume that he really wants the shtar to be part of the kinyan, then ain't kosvin. So we see again there, Rabbi Yochanan is the one that is backing up Rabbi Elazar. And that is why we think that version is the more correct version. Okay, based on Svara and based on text. Good. Three lines to the bottom. Masav Rav Abba Bar Mamal. So is this really true, though, that if a Shechem Mirah says this, Bari, we have a Braisa that says, a Bari Sha'al Markis Uvitsu Bar Laploni. A Bari is the opposite of a Shechem Mirah, as we just saw in the Rambam. Even if somebody is lame or in a difficult situation, if they're not Shechem Mirah, they don't have those rules. So a Bari that says, Kis Uvitsu Bar Laploni Vameis, Ein Kosav Enostin. If a healthy person says it, then you cannot do it La'achar Misa. Mashma Hashchiv Mirah Kosav Enostin. We would be kosev and osein, right? It says against the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan. Answer: Umosav lav umafarik la. No, that case is different because that is kimiyape es kocho. Over there, where the diak would be that we would allow the shchiv meiraz words to work even after, that's only a case where miyape es kocho, where it's clear to us that he's only giving it to strengthen the hand of the receiver and not to weaken it. Heichi dami kimiyape es kocho. How do you know? How do you know what he meant? If he says kisvu v'tenu, how do you know if he only meant it as a shtar raya, not as a shtar kinyan? We know there are many differences between those two, shtar raya and shtar kinyan. right? The first one being, just as one example, the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Eidus that all of Eidus Shebishtar is Durabanan. Rambam's famous Shita, right? Oh, it's all Durabanan. Asks the veil that it's all Durabanan, Eidus Shebishtar. What about a get? What about Karka Nikneis, Bekes Hashtar B'Chazaka? What about a Shtar Kiddushin? That's all Durabanan? Look at the first Dafim in Kiddushin. Let's learn that from Sukkim. So what do you mean it's a Durabanan? Right, so that's how the Rambam answers the problem that all the Rishonim deal with, Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam versus Eidus Shebishtar. Right, how do you put those two things together? You can write Eidus and Ishtar, but it says Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam. So the Rambam's answer, many answers, the Baal Amar, and Tosfos, and others, right, the Rambam's answer, Daraisa Durabanan. Eidus Shebishtar is accepted only at the Rabbanan level, because Mipiyam Velo Mipi Ksavam. But the question is, what about a get? What's the easy answer? Or the answer given, I shouldn't say easy, the answer given by the Nesivis, I think, and others, Shtar Kinyon, Shtar Raya. The Rambam's not talking about a Shtar Kinyon. Of course, a Shtar Kinyon is Daraisa. That's a get. That's a Shtar Kiddushin. But a Shtar Raya, a Shtar that's just there to prove afterwards what happened, but you don't need it for it to make the action, the event happen. So that's Durabanan, Eidus Shebishtar for afterwards. That is one of the answers given for the Rambam, Shtar Kinyon versus Shtar Raya, which again gets into the issue of Eidi Chasim Makarsi and Eidi Besir Makarsi, that discussion, how the Raya works. Okay, let's continue. Like a Ksuba. Ksuba is a Shtar Raya. That's a separate machlokus, though, whether even if the Rambam, who would hold Shtar Kinyon, Shtar Raya is Durabanan, but that doesn't mean that he's forced to say that Ksuba is Durabanan. I mean, he seems the whole Ksuba is Durabanan, but that's a separate discussion in Maseches Ksubas, whether Ksuba is Daraisa, Ksuba is Durabanan, separate from a regular Shtar Raya. The Rabbanan might have been enacted it, or it might be based on more Apsulos, that is a machlokas Tanan. Okay, so exactly how do you know here, Miapes Kocha, though, how do you know he's only doing it for a Raya afterwards, and he doesn't want it to work only with the Kinyan? So, Kidda Amar Rav Chizda. As Rav Chizda says elsewhere, we'll see in the next parak, the Rashbam quotes it, in parak Mishameis, where we have a different case. Rav Chizda says there, V'kanina minei mosif al matnasa da, where the person uses the lashon, I want an additional kinyan besides what I'm giving you. I want an additional kinyan done. So you see from that lashon, it's extra. He's not saying only. He says, I'm adding an additional. So achanami, here too, what's the case that it works even after death? Where even if Ishchimira says kisvu v'tnu, we will be able to do it after he dies. To Amar, af ksuvu v'chasumu v'havule. He says, af, also do this. And it's clearly a lashon of just adding on an extra t'nai, but not a t'nai that would make it ma'akev, but a t'nai that, you know what, I really just have him do this too, so he'll have that with him. So that is the case that is being discussed here. Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Halacha, Kosa Vidosa, V'chein Amar Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Halacha, Kosa Vidosa. And Halacha is that we do it as long as Miapes Kocho. Right, as long as we put everybody together. There's no machlokas here. Right, and that's what the Gemara ends off by saying. The halacha is kosev and osted, as the Rashbam adds on, la'achar misa b'miyakes miyapes kocho. Right, and remember what we discussed 2 days ago in the Rashbam, when the Rashbam said, whenever the Gemara says, right, this was, we had this a couple of days ago, whenever the Gemara says, kuf lamed amed beis, halacha kidvarav, we pass in that way. If the Mishnah says halacha kidvarav, we might not pass in that way. Like the Mishnah in Yevamos, in the Mems, says halacha kidvarav, and we don't pass in like the definition of mamzer that's listed in the Mishnah there. But if the Gemara says halacha kidvarav, that was the important Rashbam on Daf Kuf Laman of Beis. That's Ravina and Ravashi telling us what the halacha is, and we pass in like that. Ravina and Ravashi Sofa Ra, as we discussed then a couple of days ago. The Gemara here that gives the example where the person is adding, you know, do this kinyan, even though it's not really needed, I just want to bolster his claim. Right? That is the classic svara for that the Rambam describes kinyan chalipin, as has come up in the past. We discussed this at length twice already in this paragraph. Mem, we discussed it, and later on also, about the definition of a kinyan chalipin. But the Rambam, just read the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Kinyan, Hilchos Mechira, where in Sefer Kinyan, the Rambam says there, Yesh dvarim harbe, she'ein tzrichin kinyan, ve'ein lekinyan b'hem tam. Again, our context is talking about a case where he's going to write a shtar, even though it's not needed. But the example given by Rav Chizda is v'kanina mine, the model brought over is about kinyan chalipin. Right, so therefore, that's just like there's an extra kinyan done there, so to here. The Rambam says that's classically many times what chalipin is done. Well, halacha l'maisa b'zmanaseh. When we do a kinyan chalipin, it's not that it's needed, but it concretizes the person's das. If the person says, "I accept," right, by a chassan's tish, the chassan accepting the obligations of the ksuba, by the appointing the rabbi a shliach to sell the chametz. Two of the more classic cases of Kinyan Chalipin Bizman Hazeh. So, do you need that? We do it. We do it. But one might be able to say if the das is expressed, so then one might not even need that, even though the minog is to do that. The Rambam says, Yesh Dvarim Harbe, She'ein Srichan Kinyan, Ve'ein L'Kinyan Mem Tam. You don't need the Kinyan done. Why do you do it? Nogu Rova Makomos, Bahaklos, Lemixos, Elo, Drevacha, Yesuban, Va'omrim, Vikanino, Miploni, Shasa, Ploni, Shliach, Osha, Machala, Ploni, Chov, Osha, Bita, Moda, Vichulu. But these Kinyanim, says the Rambam, Enu, Moel, Klum, Elo, Lohodia, She'enu, Omer, Dvarim, Elu, Kimisachik, Umahatel. It's just to show that he's not joking. Elosha, Gomar, Belibo, Viacharkach, Omar. Is to concretize the seriousness of his das. That's what the Kinyan Chalipin does. Lefichach, im amar b'leiv shalem, ani omer v'gamarti lasos davar zeh, eino tzarech davar achar klal. If a person says, b'leiv shalem, I accept, then that itself is good enough. You don't need a Kinyan for a acceptance of obligation. Right? We do it in order to concretize and make it clear. But says the Rambam, if somebody accepts, and then he says, Hadvarim she'en b'yam mamish, ain't a kinyan mo'al am klum. Then he quotes other things that kinyanim don't even help. But either way, that's what's listed here. It's an extra kinyan that we do. Okay, we continue now in the Mishnah. Hakosev nechasav labanav. Somebody wants to give his property to his children. The Rashbam says, we're talking about a case here of a bari. A bari that is, let's say there's a man that is getting remarried, and he is mavriach nechasav from his second wife. He wants to make sure that his first children, whatever the case is, he wants to make sure that his earlier children are going to get his property, but he wants to use the property in the interim. So what does he do? So he's going to write something that he could use now, but eventually he's going to go to them. Tzarech sheyichtov mehayom ula'achar misa. That's what he writes, which we interpret as being the Kinyan Peros I still have, while the Guf is going to go to them, and that eventually, after this person dies, even the Kinyan Peros is going to refer to the children. Right? That's where the Rashbam explains the case. Mehayom ye'i koni l'cha ha'guf l'vado, l'achar misa de'ling meres ha'matana, shetochol gam ha'peros l'achar misa si. That is what how the Rashbam explains. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda says, that's what you do. Rabbi Yossi Omer Einot Tzarech, Rabbi Yossi holds, you do not have to write Mehayom. We'll see it in the Gemara. What is the svar for Rabbi Yossi? Why wouldn't you need Mehayom? If you just write L'achar Misa, isn't that a problem? But we'll see. He's going to say, for some reason, the Mehayom is going to be automatic. Number one. Number two. Hakosev Nechasev L'beno L'achar Moso. If the son writes the property to his son, la'achar moso, meaning without saying mehayom, so now we're stuck. Ha'avi ne'yachal limkar mebnei she'iksuvin laben. It sounds like the father wants to give it to the son, but the father can't sell it because it's already earmarked for the son. He already gave it to the son. Va'abein ne'yachal limkar mebnei she'imrishos av. And the son can't do anything with it because the son father didn't die yet. So it's out of the son's control. Machar ha'av, what if the father sells it anyway? He shouldn't. Mechur machayamus. But it's still, he has the wherewithal to do that until he dies, and when he dies, that is going to go to the son. Right? It's going to go away from the buyer. Machar ha'ben, in lokeh ben, klum machayamus ha'av. But if the son sells it, so then the buyer has nothing until the father dies. The Ritva here discusses what could the buyer just say mekach tos, I thought you were selling it to me forever, and you know I don't want to have it for the next whatever years until your father dies. Could he say that? So the Ritva says if he didn't know about it, sure. If he didn't know about this arrangement and that he would have to give it back, so then it is he could say that. Says the Ritva, mechurin ad sheyamos, pirish, im yirtze halokeach, only if the lokeach wants it. She'ilu lo yirtze, because if the lokeach says, "What? I'm only having it until, until you die, and then it's gonna go to your children," I'm not interested in having such a limited kinyan. This is not an issue of ona'a where it's just a price differential. This is a time differential. This is that, right, just ask it as a question. Right, what do you mean? So it's by karka, you know, there's no price tag, as we like to explain. The answer is no. This has nothing to do with price, has to do with time. And therefore, even if he's, even though ain't an ola karkos, here we would say, mivatal amekach if the lokeach wants. Mihu, im yada lokeach she'en lo ala peros, but if the lokeach knew about it and didn't say anything, then ain't zamekach tos. Shari hikir bashi'ed shalo. Because then it's clear that it is not his. And he knew it, and he did it anyway. V'o, destam mocher zchuso mocher. And the mocher always sells what his rights are. And if the lokeach knows what the rights are, and he sells it, so then he can't complain. V'chein empirish lo zchus sheyesh li besad deploni ani mocher lecha. Or if he says, I am selling you the zchus I have in this field. That should be like a red flag. What do you mean, you're a zchus? You don't have the field, you only have a schus in the field, that's a red flag. Ein bo mechatos, ve'ino chai v'achriyuso, shalom achar alo schuso, v'zeh borur, says the Ritva, v'nirin divrei ha'omer, shafilu chazar aviyarsha, o lakcha min ha'ben ein lokeachlum. Right, interesting, what if the father then buys it back from the son in the interim? It doesn't then revert back to the buyer based on the first moment, because at the first moment, he already was mochel, you know, not getting it at that time. Interesting, that's what he discusses here. But that is an important hosafos of that the Ritva give us to help understand the Mishnah. It's clear from the Mishnah, though, and of course from all of these dafim, is that you can't give a gift after a person dies. Ein matana la'achar misa. Ein shtar la'achar misa, as we saw. Why is that? Why can't a person give a shtar or give a matana la'achar misa? So the Rashbam says right here, the Rashbam at the end of the last couple of lines on the Mishnah, the Rashbam says, because it is no longer in your rishus. Person dies, they're not bailam on the property anymore. You, just like you can't sell your friend's property, you can't sell your property after a person dies. Says the Rashbam, tebahi shaita ein lo chelik behen sheyuchal aknosan. Right, that's a funny way of, right, it might seem to us like that's not as fundamental a way as you could have said it. You can't sell your property after a person, Reuven can't sell a property after Reuven dies because it's not his anymore. Why don't you say he's dead so he can't do anything? Right, isn't that more fundamental way of saying it? That's what Rashi says. Rashi on Dav Beis in Ksubis. Ein mesim megarshim. That's his formulation. A mace can't be, he's not a bar hakna. Not a bar hakna, and therefore he wouldn't be able to sell it. That sounds like more of a fundamental answer given. If you look in the one of the achronim points out the Ayelet Hashachar says here shalagabi get efshel levar al pidivri abeis meir shemisvara. Right? Why by get do you say? Is there a difference? Like, the grandfather, Rashi, gives a different svara than the Rashbam, the grandson. He says, Ein mesim megarshim. He doesn't just say that it's not in your rishus to be megarish. So he suggests, that Yalda Shachar, that why does Rashi have to say that there? Shem yisvara hayashale shayach legarish la'achar misa. Kivet shem matzinu, sheisha, what do you mean, shayach la'achar misa? Is there any zika? Is there any marriage after? Give me a kiddushin. Is there any marriage after death? But he points out, isn't it amazing that after a person dies, there's something called Zika Liyibim? Where does that come from? It comes from the marriage that used to be. So there's something there. There's something connected. Obviously, a big sugi in Maseches Yevamos, as we discussed then, is it the marriage of the brother continues? Is it a new Zika? But the simple interpretation is that there's something left of the brother's marriage which has to be taken care of, either completed or rejected. That's Yibam or Chalitza. So we see that maybe things don't evaporate right away. Right, and that's even the Havamina, one of the most amazing Havaminas, I think, in all of Shas. Right, the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, where the Gemara, we know the first Mishnah in Kiddushin, tells us that a woman can get married in three ways, and she can get freed in two ways, with get or Mises Habal. And the Gemara there, in the first Perek, let me just find the Lashon, here, Yud Gimel Amabez. The Gemara there requires a source for the fact that when a woman becomes a widow, she can get remarried. What do you need a source for? But that's the Gemara. Bish lema get. I understand get of seva kasa la seva krisos. Ela misas habal minalan. How does the Gemara ask that question? Minalan? So the Gemara, the first answer is the obvious one, but then the Gemara even rejects that and needs a pasuk. Svarahu, who asra, v'hu sharsa. Right, he asered her, he matered her. And the Gemara says, maybe not, arayas, and goes through until we come up with an answer. But it's just amazing that we require an answer. Right, why would you think after the husband dies that the woman wouldn't be able to get remarried? Right, but maybe if there's something left afterwards, that's what the Yelena Shachar says here, that one might have thought that there is a concept of gerushin la'achar misa. That's why the Rashi says, let me read it. Kimish batzinu she'eit isha she'meis baila zekuka li'ibam machmas ishus ha'meis v'meina misyabem es cholet as mashma the ishla adayin chalos din ishus machmas baila ha'meis v'shayakan din gerishin v'lakach chutzruch rashi levayar she'atam she'ein get lachar misa m'bnei she'ein meisim megarishim u'meis eino bar gerishin. That's what he says over there. That's the emphasis of Rashi there. Okay, you have to put that together with this, which is a more fundamental, sounds like that one's more fundamental, but here, you know, out of the Rishus is also an important formulation. Right, this relates a little bit, again, not our topic now, relates to the issue of the Achronim ask. Right, we know the story, just for example, in Megillah Dav Zayin, that by the Purim Suda, come Rabbi Shachti le Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Zera came back alive, Tchias HaMesim. Did he have to be re-Mekadish his wife? Right, did he have to get remarried when he came back alive? By Tchias HaMesim, is everybody going to have to get remarried? Depending on when Tchias HaMesim happens. If Tchias HaMesim happens before, right, all the machlokas we've shown and when things are going to happen. But it is going to be Tchias HaMesim, and then there's going to be a physical world living. Are people going to have to get remarried after the Tchias HaMesim? So is there an ishus, something that's still there after death? But that relates to this issue of why is it that there's no gerushin, there's no kinyanim, la'achar misa? Is it just a problem of izapar shuscha, or is it something more fundamental? Okay, let's move. V'chikasav says the Gemara, me'ayom la'achar misa, ma'yave. For 1 minute, the Mishnah says, if somebody writes me'ayom la'achar misa, then that works. Right, it's not called la'achar misa. So why? Ma'yave. V'hatnan, me'ayom la'achar misa, geve no get. In Hilchas Gittin, we learned that that is what we might call a suffic get. We don't know if it was a tnai or a chazara. When he says la'achar misa, does that mean I changed my mind, I only want it to happen la'achar misa, and therefore it's not a get, because it's in get la'achar misa, or is it a tnai that he's writing it me'ayom la'achar misa? The imeis choletz as long as yabemetz, and if he dies, therefore it's a suffic. So chalitza has to be done, not yibum, because maybe she's a grusha. So why over here does it work vadai? So the Gemara says, there's a difference. Hasam, over there, Misafka, Lani Tzino Havi, Chazara Havi. Over there, we're not sure what he meant. Whether it's a Chazara or it's a Tanai. And you can't interpret both Lashonos by a get. Right? You can't split a get. And therefore, there aren't two elements of the get. Aval Hacha, but here you can split it. Tachi Karmale, Gufa Kani Mehayom, Peir Lachar Misa. Here you could have the interpretation of Kinyan Peir, Kinyan Aguf. That's what it's splitting, and that's how we interpret his words. But again, by get, one wouldn't be able to split it. The Yerushalmi, the Ritva here, quotes the Yerushalmi. Says the Ritva, Pirish, Ava Baget Yevshel Lachatzoyim, Havi Savi Mugureshes, Ubo Yerushalmi. Maybe, ask the Yerushalmi, 1 minute. Maybe also by the Isha, you can split it. Isha Nami, Mehayom Umaisi Yadeha La'achar Misa. What is it? She's divorced today, and Maisi Adayim will be Lachar Misa. Some splitting. Says the Yerushalmi, Lo Matzinu Isha La'echod U'Maisi Adeha La'acher. You can't split an Ishus. Pirish, Dechoshishin, Dechim Mishayim, and Maisi Adeha, Mishayim Gamkein, Schus Begufa, Ki Mishayim Dekla Perosav. No, if a person says, she's divorced, but I get to keep her Maisi Adayim until I die, he says, that doesn't work. Right? We're Choshish that that's an Umdana, that he's not fully divorcing her. And you need a full Krisus. And that's why it won't work. You can't split it by the Isha. Good. Rabbi Yossi Omer Eino Sarach. The Mishnah said that Rabbi Yossi does not require the Lashon of Mehayom Lachar Misa. Just say Lachar Misa. Why? Rabba Baravua Chalash, Ola Gabir, Rifun Rav Nachman. Rabba Baravua was sick. So these two great rabbis, Rifun Rav Nachman, went to visit him. Omer Lei, what do we have to know that detail for? Why? Because even when they were sick, they were talking in Torah. Amar le Rav Huna le Rav Nachman. Rav Huna asks Rav Nachman. They were the two visitors. Bo mine, go ask him, our Rebbe, halacha Rav Yossi, or ain't halacha Rav Yossi. Go ask him whether we paskin like this Rav Yossi or not. Amar le, time of Rav Yossi lo yadana, halacha ibai mine. I don't even know the reason for Rav Yossi. I think it's a difficult shita. I'm going to ask him whether we paskin like him. I can't even explain it. Amalei, at boy mine, yalacha olo, you go ask him what the halacha is, v'taymei ana amina lacha. And afterwards, I'll tell you what the reason is. You just go ask him whether we pass in that way. So boy mine, amalei, hachi amarav halacha Rabbi Yossi. So he said, yeah, we pass in like Rabbi Yossi. Basu denafku, so after they went out, he said, okay, now tell me, amalei, haino time of Rabbi Yossi, de amar, zmano, shalshtar, mochiach, alav. Rabbi Yossi holds the fact that you write a date in the shtar must mean that you want something to kick in from today, or else why would you be writing the date? Right? If you don't want it to kick in, you would post-date the shtar. The fact that you have a date, that's substitute for mehayom. So if you write lachar misa in the shtar plus writing the date, that's just like writing mehayom lachar misa. And the chachamim argue, the chachamim say no, you have to actually write the. By the day, Tanya Namihachi, Rabbi Yossi Amar Einot Sarech, Bibnish Zmano Shoshtar, Mochiach Alav. Right, that is his shita. There is a big discussion here about the psak of the Gemara. Here says that see, it's interesting here. It's one of the Amoraim saying to the other one, we pass like Rabbi Yossi. It's not the stomach of the Gemara saying Halacha Kavasei, and that's why there is a discussion here. Whether we paskin like Rabbi Yossi or not. The Rashbam quotes a stira. The Rashbam says, it sounds like from here, third wide line, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Right, Kasav lachar misa, kan avag abdullah kasav mehayom. The problem is that if you look in Amagarish, if you look in Gittin, right, we seem to paskin against Rabbi Yossi. Suggest the Rashbam, maybe there's a difference between get and other contexts. Sixth wide line, Islam lamimra lagabe get isha, hoel the ain bo tvar kinyin, mishum chumra da'arayos. Right, maybe there's a chalek between get and mamonis. Then he quotes other geonim that hold like the minog is like Rabbi Yehuda, and he says, oh, the minog, it must be like we pass like Rabbi Yossi, but just the minog is like Rabbi Yehuda to be machmir. Okay, different deis. This is a discussion. If you look in the Rif quotes other geonim, Rav Nachshon geon, that we pass against Rabbi Yossi. Right, it's a discussion in the postgame what the psak is. What's the svara for the machlokas? What's the svara for Zmanos Loshtar Mochiach Alav or not? So Soloveitchik writes, so it's printed in Shiurei Harav on Maseches Gittin, where this comes up on Daf Ayin Beis. He says the machlokas is, what is the date mean? Eidus Hazman Bishtar. Rabbi Yossi Sover Shahazman Meyud Al Zman Chalos Ashtar. Ulefichach Vilachain Bazeh Gitechim Meisi Zman again Mochiach Shaget Chalmei Achshav. Rabbanan Sovrim Shahazman Meyud Al Zman Mesiris Ashtar Vilo Al Zman Chalos Ashtar. No. Is the date there to bring a proof to the event or to the effect of the event? The maisa or the chalos? Right, that's the pashas, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbana. Good. Ba'amine Rav Amir of Nachman. Behakna'a mahu. Right, what does it mean, behakna'a? If you wrote in the shtar, but it is a shtar raya. That's another lamaisa, what the question of the Rashba, the Gemara is. We look at the Rashbam, the way that he explains this Gemara's question, which is not 100% clear. Be'akno amahu, says the Rashbam, bishtar shekasiv bo kinyan, a shtar that says a kinyan occurred. The kinyan is written in the shtar, meaning it is a shtar raya. Mi pale Rabbi Yehuda, does Rabbi Yehuda argue on Rabbi Yossi there? Umatzrich lemechta mehayom. Umishamachigamiboyle, what's the shayla? De ikala meimer de bishtar matana below kinyan pligi. Kigon shekasef sadein esuna lachal lachar misa umasal as a star uket the kaimel on the karka nikah bekesef obishtar bechazaka. So do we say by a star raya there is a would they agree? So amar lei bahakna ino sarech. Some say the rabbanu would agree that by a star raya where the kinyan is written in the star, you do not need to write this man. You don't need to write meyachshav because the date there plays a different role. Rav Papi amar ika aknisa de tsarech vika aknisa de lo tsarech. It depends. Aknisa v'kanina minei. If you say aknia b'kona, you have the lashon of it sivui, and then you end up the language of we did it. The beginning of the shtar is that sivui, and the end of the shtar is that it was done lo tzarech. So then you don't need mehayom because that's clear. That is a lashon miyutar, and therefore we say that's ki'ilu, it's mehayom is written. Kanina minei v'akne. But the opposite, if it says in the beginning we did it, but then at the end of the shtar it says gives the tzivui tzarech. So then you would have to write meyasha. That's the chilek that he gives. Maska v'larav chanina misura. Mika midi danan lo yadina v'safer yadi. That's such a detailed chilek. You think the sofrim know that distinction? That if you write it in one way, you need me'achshav, and if not, you don't need me'achshav? We don't know that. You think the sofrim know that detail? Sha'alinu l'sifrei d'abaya v'yadi. L'sifrei d'rav v'yadi. Answer is yes. Sometimes if it's your expertise, you're more expert in it than the general experts. So therefore, yes, they knew about it, and therefore, you could have that distinction. Rav Huna, Breid of Yeshua Amar, no. Bein akne v'karine mine, bein akkanine mine v'akne, lo tzarech. I don't think either of them needs me'achshav. U'beduchrin piskame dahavi ba'anfana pligi. And the machlokas is when you write the mention of the zichron dvarim, not the zichron kinyan, as the Rashbam says. If you just write what happened, dvarim, so that's where you would that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda about me'achshav. But if you write a shtar raya about the kinyan that took place and you mention the kinyan in the shtar, so then you would not need me'achshav. That's how the Rashbam interprets this line. The second to last line in the Rashbam on the Gemara, u'beduchrin piskame, hainu shtar edus below kinyan. Zichron Dvarim below Zichron Kinyan, that's the machlokas. But if it's you mention the Kinyan, so then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to Rav Yossi. Amar of Kahana finishing up, Amri Chalash Raitzik Amedur of Zvid, Mina Harda, Viamarli, and he told me, Atun Hachimasni Sula, you learned it with those people talking. Anan Hachimasni Nala, we had the following. Amar Rav Amar of Nachman, a statement, no question, just a statement. Bahakna Eno Tzarech, Bein Aknoye Vekanina Mine, Bein Aknina Mine Vakne, Lo Tzarech, Beduchan Piskame, Davi Baanfana, Pligi, right? The machlokas is where it's a shtar that does not list the kinyan in it, but if it listed the kinyan, so then there wouldn't be any machlokas. Good. Next case of the Mishnah. Hakosin nechazim no lachar moso. Somebody wants to give the property to his sons, lachar moso. Both of them are stuck, right, so to speak. Right, the father is stuck and the son is stuck. If they get together, the Rashbam says, then they can sell it together because Miman of Shach, they both own it jointly, but they're stuck. Itzmar. So, similar case, but permutation. Machar haben b'chayi ha'av. What if the son sells b'chayi ha'av, which he is not allowed to do because meanwhile the father has it, but then umeis haben b'chayi ha'av. So what's supposed to happen in that case? If the son sells it, so the Mishnah says, the lokeach only gets it after the father dies. What if the son died first? And then this father dies. Does it still go to the lokeach? Or do we say that once the son dies, the father yarshins and he writes that the son has, and then it doesn't go to the lokeach even after the father dies? So that's a machlokas. Macharab umesa ben v'chayi ha'av. So amr Reb Yochanan lo kana lokeach, v'rish lokesh amr kana lokeach. Here we have a shas machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says that the lokeach doesn't get it. Why? Because it reverts back to the father. And Reish Lakish says, no, the lokeach does get it. Says the Gemara, what's the svara? Rabbi Yochanan amar lokana lokeach. Rabbi Yochanan says the lokeach doesn't get it. Why? Kinyan peiros kinyan aguftami. The kinyan peiros that the father has is super strong. It's like kinyan aguf, and therefore he didn't really give much to the son. So when the son dies, it reverts back to him. It stays his, and therefore the lokeach doesn't get it even after he dies. Vereish lakish, but the Rashbam adds in. But if the son, if the son didn't sell it, and then the father died, the yarshi haben do get it. Right, if it wasn't so, the father dies because it was something was given over. Even if though you say here, if there's a contrast, and the son sells it, that would be a that would make a difference. But the Rashbam says, but if it wouldn't have been, it would go to the Yarshim of the son. But Rabbi Yochanan says Kinyan Peiros is Kinyan Aguf, and that's why it goes back to the father. V'reish Lakish Amar Kana Lokeach. No, the father only has a Kinyan Peiros, so he is in the he has the weaker hand, and therefore Kinyan Peiros Lav Kinyan Aguf Tami, and that's why even if the son dies and then the father dies, it would go to the lokeach, because when the son sold it, he had rights to sell it. He had the kinyan aguf at that time, which was a stronger kinyan, and therefore, it works. Let's continue, and then Mesher will talk about this machlokes in general. Vaha ifuga bachada zimna. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. This machlokes, kinyan peiros, kinyan aguf, we had it already. They argue here about the father and the son, but we have this machlokes elsewhere in the following case. De itmar hamocher sadeo lepeiros. If somebody sells their field legabe the fruit, they hold on to the goof, but they sell kinyan peiros. Rabbi Yochanan amar mevi v'kori. Rabbi Yochanan says the one who has the fruit can bring the fruit and could do mikra bikurim. It's like theirs. Reish Lakish amar mevi v'eino kori. What's the machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan amar mevi v'kori because of kinyan peiros kinyan aguf tami. He holds that if the buyer has kinyan peiros, it's as if they own a portion of the land kinyan aguf, and therefore they can do mikra bikurim, which is only said if it is yours. For Reish Lakish amar mevi ve'eino kare. Reish Lakish says no. Kinyan peres lav kinyan aguf dami. Question mark. So why do we need the machlokas? Both here, by selling property that the father had already earmarked for the son, and then the son dies, and by mikra bikurim. What do you need both for? So the Gemara says the following: Amar lachar Rabbi Yochanan, afagav. Why does each one need it? Afagav de ba'alma kinyan peres kinyan aguf dami. Rabbi Yochanan would say, even though I generally hold kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, hacha istrich. By our case, by Bavasra, I would have thought otherwise. That's why I have to say it here too. Salkat ayda chamina. I might have thought that even though usually you say kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, aba lagabe brei achule achil. But here the father keeps the kinyan peres, but he wants to give it to his son. So in this case, his kinyan peres is weaker because he wants to give it to his son. He wants his son to have a strong hold of it. So you might have said it's different here. Kamash Balan, we say it's no difference. We say kinyan peres is kinyan aguf, and the son selling, and then the son dies, it reverts back to the father. That's one chiddush. For Ishlap Shimon ben Lakish Amar, the other way. Even though generally I would have said lav kikin aguf, like by bikurim hacha istrich. I would have said the chiddush here otherwise. Why salgadai dechamina kol agabe nafshe afilu makam brei nafshe adifale. If somebody's talking about holding on to something themselves, they always do the most in holding on. What was the case by bikurim? He sold the kinyan peres. Here he's keeping the kinyan peres. So Reish Lakish says, in the Havamina, I might have said, if you give away the Kinyan Peres, then fine, that's Kinyan Peres is Laf Kinyan Aguf. But if you keep the Kinyan Peres, you want as much as you want, can. So I would have thought that, even Lagabi, your son, Kamash Malam, we don't say that. Kamash Malam, we say, even there, Kinyan Peres is Laf Kinyan Aguf. This Sugya of Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, or Laf Kinyan Aguf, we know, is a major topic. The Achronim discuss what is the alumnus. So some suggest that the root of the issue is, does bialis need to be reflected by usage and by an expression of ownership? If I own something but I can't use it for anything, then maybe halachically my bialis evaporates somewhat. What if I have something that's asr bahana? Major discussion in the Rishonim. Right, if I have something asr, there's a whole kuntris, the rivash, in the back of his shuvas has kuntris binyani isuri hana. So do I own chametz on Pesach? What does the Gemara say? I don't own it, but it's kilu I own it to violate by Rabbi Matzai. What if I have basr b'chalaf? I have any type of asr b'ana. So that could be that it's not mine. Halachically, why? Because I can't use it. If I can't use it at all, then what's my bialis about? Bialis is about using it. So that could be what's behind this machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, kinyan peres kinyan aguf. Why? Because if it could use it, that's what life's about. Life's about using it. Somebody else has a kinyan aguf, but so what? That's all they have, a formal legal status. But that's not worth something in terms of halachic ownership. And therefore, kinyan peres is kinyan aguf. And Reish Lakish might say, no. Usage is important. But if someone else has formal bialus, so that also plays a role. It's not total. It's not like bialus. That's Reish Lakish, right? Who is the bialum on the goof? That's one way of explaining about bialus needing expression. We mentioned this when we spoke about Yeyush. I don't know, months ago. When was the last time we spoke about Yeyush? Rav Asher Weiss, Menachas Asher, has a piece in Baba Kama where he discusses, right, there are many different approaches about how Yeyush works, how Yeyush allows the other person to be kona. Is Yeyush a siluk? Is it a hakna'a? Is it a, some say, hashlamas shem avud? It's partially ne'evad and now it's fully ne'evad. Or, the Menachas Asher says, something related to all of these. The bialus needs expression. And if the second that the bialus doesn't have any more expression, then it evaporates. Part of the expression might be a hope to get it back. As long as I hope to get my item back, that's an expression of bialus. I'm still connected to my item. But the second that I give up hope, and you're holding it, and you have competing kinyanim, and everything else, so then memela, it becomes yours. Right? So that is that's a similar idea about bialus requiring expression. Right? This related Tosfos in Yevamos and Daf Lamed Vav also discusses, according to Rabbi Yochanan, kinyan peres is kinyan aguf. So then if the son discusses the issue of Davar Shelo Bala Olam. Okay, not for now, but I don't have time to get into it. Maybe one other sheet to mention, and that is the Ksos discusses about what about going back in Yovel? Does that ruin a Kinyan Aguf or Kinyan right by Bikurim? That's his context. How could anybody ever say that you could be maybe a Mikra Bikurim? It's always going to leave by Yovel. And if you say Kinyan Peiros is Lavka Kinyan Aguf, then who's gonna be Mikra Bikurim? Only somebody who has their own ancestral land? That's the only time you're going to have somebody who's going to do Mikra Bikurim? So he discusses that that might be different than a regular case of going back by a more limited. Yovel might be considered La'olam. That's the Ksos in Reish Nun Zayin. Okay, let's just continue one more section. Obviously, there's a lot more here as we see. And the mitzvah Bikurim itself is a fascinating discussion. We know Bikurim has three different parts, maybe four different parts. There's the mitzvah of designating the Bikurim, going out to the field and saying, how are you, tying the ribbon, how are you the Bikurim? Number one is the designating. Number two is the bringing of the Bikurim. Number three is the Mikra Bikurim. Number four is the giving it to the Kohen. It's four different aspects of Bikurim, right? The Hafrasha and the Halah and the Nesina and the Mikra. How many mitzvahs do we count? One, two, three, four. There's four aspects of that. That's a great discussion in the world of Bikurim, but not for now. Says the Gemara, Eisvei. So let's do the little X section. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish the following question. Rabbi Yochanan holds kinyan peiros is kinyan aguf. You know what? We can stop here. We can start at the next time. Eisvei, the brisa that Rabbi Yochanan is going to bring. But again, Bikurim, keep in mind, it's Bikurim is also Truma. The relationship between Bikurim and Truma and Challah. Again, a lot of these rhyme topics are very, I was going to say fruitful, but I didn't want to do too, it's a very, deep discussion. It's not just about Lamaisa, which is also important, but Bikurim, which we don't do Bizman Hazeh, but at least to analyze how many mitzvahs in the relationship and what's the Iker, what's the Tafel, what could a Ger do? Also a discussion, what could somebody who doesn't own the land do? Important discussions. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue.